Good evening, Abosa. First of all, I apologize, I have to leave early today, so she will be a little bit shorter. We are up to Simon Reish Yud Ches, and we are going to be learning Seif Vav, which says the following. Al Neshel Raboi, so Nes, which happened to a person's Rebbe, so we discussed the aloch yesterday that just like you make a brach on the nes that happened to your own father, there's also a brach that is to be made when you go to a place where a nes happened to your rebbe. We spoke yesterday about the fact that it's a rebbe muvak, which is clearly rare to find nowadays. But if a person does have a rebbe muvak and this rebbe has had a nes in a particular place, yes, you will make a bracha. Yesh oimrim, the Ramah continues, some say, du'adinim roi ha'odom shenase lo ha'nes. So, some say that if you see a person that a nes has happened to him, you will make a bracha. M'voi cholav, you make a bracha on him. K'moi, just like, shemvoich al ha'mokim shenase lo ha'nes. So, there's a minority opinion that not only you make a bracha when you encounter a place where a nes to you happened, but similarly also you can make a bracha when you see a person who had a nes. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kotten Chof earlier about the rabbi, V'nuschose boch ato Hashem she'oso nes le'rebi b'makam hazeh, v'mayre per rabbi muvik, v'posho de dafke hu, aval bonov, so it's only about rabbi muvik, overall rabbi, that you really clearly learned Roiv, the majority of your wisdom, you learn from him. For Poshet, Dadaf Gehud is only for him specifically. Avol Bonov, Enum Chav Michvoit Rabov, Enum Ochin Anisoy. So what happens if you've got a Rebbe, and he's not your Rebbe, but he's your father's Rebbe? So, no Bocha is to be recited. You make a Bocha on a Nes that took place with regards to your Rebbe, but if it's not your Rebbe, it's your father's Rebbe, you will not make the bracha because it's specifically to the Rebbe himself. Right, now the person that a nes happened to him, Mishneh Berurah's bottom line, Tzivkot Nechov Beis says, K'mo Shemoch, Lefize, Kol Shloishim Shalo Yiro Le'oiso Ish, who, if you see this, it's this person once in 30 days, K'shepegea boy, when you meet him, Achekach, after for 30 days, Chayel Vach, you will make a bracha. V'nosach HaBracha, the wording of the bracha is, Bracha to Hashem, Sha'osa Nes, Le'ovi Le'rabi, Uve'odom Esuim, Sha'osa Nes, Le'odom Hazeh, Oy, Bracha Sha'osa L'cho Nes. Interesting bracha. I do not believe that this bracha is to be said. I don't know. Whilst it is definitely true that a person will make a bracha when the nes happen in a particular place, she will make a bracha. That is, can't say common, but that is definitely halacha. A nes happened to a particular person, he will make a bracha. But if you see a person who had a nes, I don't think that's generally said, the bracha. You know somebody had a nes, if you don't like every 30 days say hi, can I just make a bracha on you? It's not so common. I don't think, I've never seen it. There's an interesting story, Rabbi Isa, about Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Now, I'm not so into that story, but I think it's an interesting addition. So, with various disclaimers before that, and I'm going to do that story, that apparently the mother of the Vilna Gaon had a nes that happened. I do not know the details of the nes, but there is a bridge near Slutsk. There's a river called Ramnava Bridge, a Ramnava River. You can check, I'm just probably something similar. Next to Slutsk, there's a river. And the Vilna Gaon's mother, she once passed through the bridge, and it was a massive nes. I believe before the Vilna Gaon was born even, there was a massive nes that occurred on that bridge. There were men it collapsed and they somehow managed to get out of the strong stream and somehow she survived. The mother of the Vilna Gaon. When the Vilna Gaon went past that bridge, makes sense, that it would make a bracha. When the mother herself went through the bridge, it makes sense that she made a bracha. Now, that's all fair enough. The mother makes a bracha when she goes past the bridge next to Slutsk. She goes on the bridge, she makes a bracha, she also lines. The Vilna Gaon also makes the bracha. She also li'imi neis b'mokam hazeh. Now, the Nekudah Zechidish, though, is that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who is a Talmid of, the closest Talmid, arguably, of the Vilna Gaon, he also made a bracha, as whenever he went to Slutsk and he crossed that bridge, he would make the bracha. And he would make the bracha of Sha'aso li neis b'mokam hazeh, which sounds like a strange bracha to make, because it wasn't to him, and it wasn't to his Rebbe, it was to the mother of the Rebbe, which is arguably a little bit against what we're learning now, and it doesn't seem there's any mekor to make such a bracha. When challenged on this, apparently, this is a Shlomo Zalman talking, when he challenged on this, he said that the reason why he makes a bracha on that particular place is because he feels that if not for the Vilna Gaon, who was his main Rebbe, and his Rebbe Muvik, in his eyes, clearly so, he was Rebbe Muvik, he feels that he would not have grown into anything. It was only because of the nace of the Vilna Gaon being the Vilna Gaon, and him being connected, associated with the Vilna Gaon, that he grew into Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the legendary Chaim Volozhiner that we know. So he felt there's an element of nace, a personal nace. He said, if the Vilna Gaon wouldn't have survived this particular nace, if the Vilna Gaon's mother wouldn't have survived the particular nace, Vilna Gaon would have existed. If the Vilna Gaon wouldn't have existed, he wouldn't have had a Rebbe. If he wouldn't have had a Rebbe, then he wouldn't have grown into what he became. Hence, Reb Chaim Volozhiner felt that he can make the bracha as he goes through Slutsk. He passed that bridge, that when he sees that bridge over the river, he's going to make that bracha. Interesting story. Again, this claim is preceding this story, but I think it's interesting, the connection that he felt to this particular nace. Okay, we're now moving on to Siv Zayin, which is going to tell us about what happens if a nace happens to a very great tzaddik. So that's Siv Zayin, top of page 268. Al neis shel adam, assume if a neis happened to a particular person, kegoin, such kuyoyov, like the neis that happened to Yoiv ben Tzruya v'chaveirov, the neis that happened to Yoiv ben Tzruya, v'chein and simli al neis shel adam shenizkadesh b'shem shemaim, where a great neis happened to a person that had a great kiddushim shemaim, kegoin, such Daniel v'chaveirov, Daniel had a great neis, we all know, that he, let me mevorech, when he's, as Shulchan Aruch explains, when he goes into lion's den, that Daniel ended up. The kivshan or age, and similarly also the kivshan, the fire, Shalchananya, Mishal, Vazaya, the fire that didn't eat them up, that was meant to eat them up and kill them, it didn't, by a great nace. So that's the nace of Daniel, of the lions that didn't eat him. And the nays of Hanani, of the fire of Hanani Mishal Azai, if you go and end up in those places, you can make a bracha. Yes, you can make a bracha. They're not your rebbes, but there was a great Kiddushim Shemaim, which emerged from that. So you can make the bracha Mevorich Sha'os Nays Lat Tzadikim Amar Kazeh. But we'll get back to those actual scenarios in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, because I want to just point out to what extent is it nays. If a person ends up in a in a zoo, you end up in a lion's cage, and the lion doesn't eat. Now, I'm not referring to contemporary zoos that apparently all the animals are drugged up. Apparently, you can walk freely there. Apparently, nothing will happen. I wouldn't try it. Yeah, but apparently, they're all drugged up. What happened last week? Really, a tiger killed a zookeeper. Oh, really? Really? Where was that?
In England.
Really? And you nothing?
It's terrible.
It really is. Okay, so I didn't know anything about it, because I once heard that you can roam around for him, they won't touch you. So I see they really, a tiger really ate up.
Yes, the other people, the other zookeepers, they saw that it was about to attack the keeper. She was in her 30s. And they put meat over the cage and tried to draw the lion away with meat and everything.
Really? How did she end up? Where did she go in the first place? She was about to feed it, or where?
She looked after the lives, apparently.
Really?
Yes, I heard it said that animals were her great interest.
Really?
These animals.
And she was a zookeeper, and as she was looking after the tiger, it attacked her and it killed her. A lion. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, fine. So obviously they're not that drugged up, it appears. Yeah. Okay. So I hear that. So, okay. But I want to ask, so my question really is, and you've answered that most of it by hearing this story, but is it really an ace? I mean, all the sorry to take her as an example, but all the time she was there before that, she must have been a lot of times into the cage. And the tiger or the lion didn't attack her previously. So would she be entitled to make a bracha every time? Because she went into a lion's den and it didn't eat her up. But the reason I'm asking that is because Daniel Bechaveir of the fact that he went into that, why can you make a bracha when you see Daniel's place? Yeah.
I remember reading Divrei Torah. I think it was in the Kol Yaakov that Goldberg writes.
Yeah.
And it spoke of how it happens that when you have a great tzaddik and he approaches animals, they are absolutely overcome and they don't attack him.
Or yeah.
Have you come across?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Yeah. They have not been fed. Yeah. They are fed every day. Okay, so I want to speak about this in Mitzvah Hashem when we get back to Siv Tes, a little later tomorrow. I want to address this a little bit more in greater detail because it's all about defining a nace. It's really difficult. It's really difficult. How do we define a nace? So we have to go back to that tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. But here, the point that we have to take out of Siv Zayin is the actual point that yes, there is a nace that can be said for an individual. Normally, on an individual, we do not make a nace. But Siv Zayin is teaching us, if that individual made a huge Kiddush Shem Shemayim, then it's different. Yes, normally, when an average random person, an ace happens to him, you won't make a bracha, not when you see him, and not when you go to that place where an ace happened. Yeah, you won't, not on an individual. But the exception is, if it's a great tzaddik, and a great Kiddush Shem Shemayim happen because of that, that's an exception and the brachas can be said. And examples are Yoav, Daniel, and Chanan Mishael Vayal, Azai, which will be discussed tomorrow in greater detail. Siv Ches tells us, maybe just Siv Kotn Chav Dalet, excuse me, Sheniskadish, Roitzeloima, Alidea Neis, Leficho Choshuv Neis Ze Yoisa, because Kiddush Shemayim took place because of this Neis, so therefore it is more important, this neis, and everybody needs to make a bracha on that. And everybody needs to make a bracha. So Bialoch is very busy over here about this enigma over here. On the one hand, on an individual, you don't make a bracha. On the other hand, even a whole shevet, you don't make a bracha. But on the other hand, over here, there is an exception. So the rule of thumb is, if a great Kiddush Shemayim happens, then a bracha will be said. Yeah. Okay, Siv Ches tells us, Horoye Ishte Shaloit, a person who sees Ishte Shaloit. What is that referring to? Indeed, the pillar of salt of Ishte Shaloit. Pevoch Shtam, you can make two brachas. Did anybody ever see it? It's next to Yam HaMelech, they say. Pevoch Shtam, you can make two brachas. Oleh Oima, you can make brachas to Hashem Elokim Elohim Dayan Emes. He can make the bracha of dying, her emes, the true judge, because of her death. Whilst it's a long time ago, but he can still make dying her emes. Ve'aloit, and aloit himself he can make. Baruch ato Hashem, elekenim elecholim, zoiche ha-tzadikim, because Loit was a great tzaddik, and you can make that bracha. It's very interesting. Pardon? Kvorim is a different, no, it's a different halacha. Altogether, we'll get to that, Mitzvah. Okay, very good. So, as Aruch Shulchan says, you can only make those brachas if you know exactly, as we learned earlier, in fact. All the Kiyas Yamsuf, Yerichoy, all those, you can only make when you know exactly where it is. Similarly also, only if you know exactly where. Therefore, the Aruch Shulchan says, you can't make those brachas anymore. You can't. We don't know where the lion's den was. Never seen it, Aruch Shulchan says. We don't know exactly where Isha Shaloit. We don't know where they are. Hence, you can't make the bracha. Correct. Sevkon Chavav, Isha Shaloit, Kshi Nitzel, Nitziv Melach, Pillar of Salt, you can't make a bracha. Before Chstam, you make two brachas, Afal Pisha Ein Roy Kiva Shaloit, although you don't see the cave of Loit, Kshi Roy Oisa, when you see her, you can make the bracha, Niska Gam Menez Baalo, you also remember the nace of a husband, Gumash Kosov, Aloit Roy Tzalema, Kbishvil Loit. So when you see the Pillar of Salt of Isha Shaloit, you can make two brachas on her, and on him. So we will finish with that. Zlocha Kodosh Baruch Hu is Avram. Avram Vinu remembered Loit. Ksiksir v'yizker Elohim as Avram v'yishlach et Loit mitrech hafeicho. Mashmo nichoir al hakiva shel Loit enu v'orich klal. When you just see the place of Loit, you don't make a bracha. Only when you see her in his in connection with him, you can make the bracha on him. Right. So it's interesting. Just to finish off, it's quite interesting that Loit is considered, we make the bracha Zoicha at Tzadikim. It's very interesting that Loit is not like the greatest tzaddik that we know. I mean, he had a bit of a, do you remember your tension with Avraham? And he wasn't all that great. And the mere fact that he ended up in Sdom, as opposed to all the other places, that showed us quite a lot about Loit. Why did he want to move there, as opposed to other places? So there is a little bit of an element in him that Loit wasn't so great. But nevertheless, compared to his wife, he was obviously a tzaddik. And also the actual fact, the judgment that took place there. So we see the clear justice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. She was punished, he was saved. And that's why Zoyche HaTzadikim, the Baruch of Zoyche HaTzadikim, makes so much sense. Because it's about Hashem remembering the tzidkas of every person. And Hashem being so right in his judgment. And that's why the Baruch makes sense. But more on that, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow. Good evening, Abbas.